We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hopefully you've dried off and everyone's kind of settled down after a thrilling 37-34 overtime win over Eastern Michigan. And after looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Yeah, definitely a tough day as far as the elements. You know, not what you draw up for sure. But, you know, I think, you know, arguably that could be our best win of the year. And but it certainly definitely was not our best game. You know, I think there's, you know, we had some moments where we were playing really efficient football, and we had some other moments where we were a lot of self-inflicted stuff. You know, I give Eastern some credit there. They, you know, really good comeback in the second half, and, you know, their kids play really hard towards the end of that football game and gave themselves a chance to win the game. And, you know, really a lot of different times where our kids could have put their head in the sand and faded away. And, you know, they really kept fighting through and really proud of their perseverance and winning a really hard-fought game.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Jason, fourth quarter, when things are going not your way, what is your message in dealing with, you know, these young football players during the course of a game when you're seeing a lead slip away and being able to then rebound and get that win in overtime?
Well, I think it's just that. I mean, you hit it. I mean, we do have a very young football team. We're playing four or five seniors right now. You know, they're the only healthy ones left. The rest of these guys are young guys, and you know, there's no book to prepare them for that. You have to put them in those situations and try to practice. But until they really get out there and do it, and they're really in a live situation, you know, we've had some close games this year where, you know, we've had to make some plays when it really mattered, and we've made those plays. But it's just a matter of, you know, the love and the buy-in to each other, and, you know, really the ownership that they've shown throughout the course of the year to step up in those moments. You know, we've had our moments this year where we've been really, really good. We've had our moments where we haven't been so good, and it's just a matter of trying to maintain that consistency to pull through the tough times and really not to get too high through the really good times. And that's obviously a big time challenge, you know, for young people.
The success of the running game, just talk about obviously Brian Kovac and what he was able to accomplish, and overall, I mean, obviously the elements played a part of that to a degree, but touch upon Brian's performance and also Eli Peters and the ability to make that touchdown throw to Drew Rossi for the winner.
Yeah, I mean, our running game obviously sets the table for everything that we try to do, and, you know, I thought Brian had an excellent game. I thought Shaquif had a good game running the ball. You know, now we've got some ball security issues here in our program that, you know, not fielding the kickoff and fumbling another one, and, you know, both of those backs putting the ball on the ground through the course of the game that we have to get addressed. We can't win, and we can't, you know, expect to compete for championships if you don't take care of the football. And, you know, those aren't bad players. They're not bad people. They're actually really good people and really good players. It's just a couple bad reps, and we got to eliminate the bad reps if we want to get to where we want to go, you know. So, but anytime you rush for 240-some, you know, or 250 yards in the football game, you know, you're doing something really good, and he got 200 of them in the second half, and really a lot of those in the third quarter, which really I think was the key to our victory. We were able to push that lead out there a little bit and make a, you know, force Eastern to have to come back. You know, I thought that was some really good individual effort on the runs that he had, and some really good blocking up front. And some really good job by our receivers on the perimeter. And then you talk about Eli Peters. I mean, my gosh, I mean, he's the third quarterback. He comes in, he's in a terrible environment, and, you know, the rainy, wet conditions, the ball looks like a shot put out there, and, you know, he stares down the barrel of the gun at the end there, takes a shot, you know, and delivers a strike to Drew on a corner route to win the football game. So really a great moment for him, and, you know, that's just what college football is all about, a guy that was probably counted out, and guys that you're a guy that never quit on himself, and his teammates never quit on him, and, you know, and it's a good moment like that to persevere and get a victory and be a key part of it. I think that was a really cool thing to see, and really, like I said, what college football is all about.
Talk about the defensive side of the game. Obviously, you know, the fourth quarter, you know, allowing that 21 points run by Eastern Michigan, but overall, talk about where your defense is right now, and also young corner Samuel Womack and his impact on your defense.
Well, we had the we had all three. We had the good, the bad, and the ugly on defense, you know, Saturday. And, you know, we're giving up too many explosive plays. You know, we've had times where we play really solid for a stretch, and then, you know, somebody jumps out of a gap and you give up a big one. And I think, you know, you're constantly trying to, you know, eliminate those explosive plays and constantly trying to understand and make sure the these kids know the importance of making sure that being gap sound and doing your job and not have to worry about doing anybody else's job. Sometimes that's an easy trap to fall into. As far as Sam goes, Sam's had a great year. You know, he's you know, really high statistically when it comes to pass breakups, because he gets a lot of balls thrown at him because we leave those guys out there quite a bit. You know, predominantly we've been closing the middle of the field and forcing throws to the perimeter. And, you know, between him and Chris McDonald, as a true freshman out there playing a corner, that, you know, I think those guys have played really good, you know, and they've made the most of their chances and their opportunities. Sam came to us as a walk-on and has been nothing but a model citizen, a good student, and a guy that gives everything that he has and empties the tank at practice to be the best football player he can be. So, you know, he's a guy that you definitely root for and a guy that you're pulling for to succeed for sure.
Jason, this transition now with playing not until November 5th on a Tuesday night with those couple extra days. Just talk about the transition for you and your team and how you're going to take advantage of these few days before you face Kent State.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we have to do a good job of preparing, you know, for our opponent. You know, it'll be a 60-minute game, as all these conference games are. A team that I think is a good football team and has improved dramatically in over an 18-month period. So, you know, that's going to require a really good week of practice. That's going to require us to help, you know, some of our guys that are getting really high pitch counts when it comes to the snaps, you know, to get them ready to go and be ready to go play really fast. So, you know, it's a combination of mending the injured and getting them guys back, but yet, you know, having some really good intentional practice and addressing some of the issues that the Rockets are facing and fixing those problems. Because if we don't fix those problems, it really doesn't matter who we play. We'll just get beat.
Jason, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your couple extra days in preparation for Kent State. Congratulations on your win, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jason. For Jason Candle and the Toledo Rockets, coming off that 37-34 overtime win over Eastern Michigan in the contest, running back Bryant Kobach set a career high with rushing yards, 259, and carries with 32, and had two touchdowns in that contest. It was the most rushing yards since his 259 yards earlier this season. And for quarterback Eli Peters, 9 of 18 passing for 138 yards and two touchdowns in that victory. For Toledo, they will be off this weekend, but transitioning into midweek football, as their next game will be against Kent State on Tuesday, November 5th, that game at 7 p.m. Eastern and on CBS Sports Network.